Ruby Ryder here, and it's your weekly question and answer podcast about pegging. All the questions you had about pegging, mail them in, and I'll do my best to answer them for you. So, here's the first one. This first question has a lot of questions, so let's just start. I was doing some research on pegging, and of course I came across your blog. Very cool. Well, I have a friend that I've been messing with. I always knew he was a freak. I love that about him. So now we have been texting about pegging. Turns out he wants it. I'm open, and he knows he can trust me. I'm totally into it. I guess I'm just as sick as he is, ha. Well, I'm new at this. I guess vanilla. I love your advice on doing my research. I also love how you describe this act of pegging as being very intimate. I feel it is. I've never strapped anything on to me. I do feel awkward about this. I can be a dom in everyday life, but in the bedroom, this is a new adventure. What advice can you give me? I want to please him. I have no idea what I'm doing. What to wear, prostate stimulation, can I really make him come? I want to blow his socks off. So now you know why I said there's a lot of questions in this one. First of all, I must take a slight exception to the word sick. I'm sure you meant that in the best of ways, but no, people who are into pegging aren't sick. And people who are kinky aren't sick. People who are kinky are awesome in my world. Okay, so let's leave that one alone and keep going. Alrighty, awesome that you have a friend who wants to try pegging with you. That's totally cool. It always feels awkward in the beginning. Don't worry about that. Yeah, you strap a cock onto you and you... it's something entirely new. You've never had anything dangling in front of you before like that. So yeah, it'll feel awkward. It just takes time and practice, and I don't think anybody's going to complain about that, about the practicing, I suspect. So don't worry about that part either. It just takes a little while to get good at, feel comfortable with. Okay. I can be a dom in everyday life, but in the bedroom this is a new adventure. Now, you didn't say anything else about whether or not this guy actually wants you to be dominant. You've been exchanging texts with him, so I suspect that might be the case. But please be aware that dominance does not necessarily go with pegging. If your friend wants both, cool. But he might just want the pegging and not the dominance. If he's already said that he wants it, and you want to explore the dominance with him, my best suggestion is to do research and find out a little bit more about the different ways that dominance can be done. That's the best way I can put it. And what I'm relating here is actually what I did with my own experience. When I decided that I wanted to be more dominant, when I discovered that I had what I call dominant underpinnings, I wanted to research it because I wanted to get some ideas on how to be dominant and also do it right. There is no one formula on how to do dominance right. It's kind of what feels good to you. Obviously what feels right to your friend as well, because you are practicing this together. What I did was I went to Amazon and I looked up books that had to do with dominance. I read the reviews on them, and I mailed off and got a few, and I read about it. A few that I can recommend are The Loving Dominant by John and Libby Warren. The Sexually Dominant Woman by Lady Green. That one's not quite as good, but it's not bad. SM 101 by Jay Wiseman. And see, you know, do your own research, because you can be dominant and not include S&M. You can be dominant and include a little bit of it, and you can be dominant and include a lot of it. So it's really what you want. Another book I came across that had really good reviews, which I never got, and in the reviews it's talked about as being the perfect book for a beginner that hasn't done any kind of dominance or BDSM. It's called The Mistress Manual, Good Girl's Guide to Female Dominance. I don't have the author on that right in front of me, but I'm sure you can find it pretty easy on Amazon. So, if that's where you're going, do your research, read about it, and of course, talk with your friend about it. What turns him on? What's he thinking of, if he's thinking of dominance? It's really important to talk to your friend, because what he pictures as dominance in conjunction with pegging might look totally different from what you think of. His ideas might come from porn, your ideas might come from something entirely different. See what I mean? So definitely, communication, absolutely. Okay, as far as have no idea what I'm doing, I want to please, and what advice can you give me? Well, go to my website and put in the search box, male prostate gland. And it'll pull up a nice little diagram that shows you exactly what's inside a guy. Cross-section of a guy. No, not a real guy. Cross-section where you can see where the prostate gland is. And once you get that map in your head, then you can start exploring with your partner. You know, I'm going to tell you a few other things, but basically there's no magic one-size-fits-all pegging formula. It's all about exploration with your partner. I can't tell you when you can do this, and you can use this position, and then it's this guaranteed you're going to make him come with no hands. It just doesn't work that way. It's just like any other kind of sex. Everybody likes it a little bit different, so the exploration is the key. You asked me what should you wear. Wear whatever you like. If you want to wear plastic, you can. If you want to wear latex, you know, wear what turns you on, or wear what turns him on. And ideally a combination of both. You want to be comfortable, stuff like that. But there's, you know, wear whatever you like. Can you make him come? I'm assuming you're meaning hands-free. Maybe. Some guys do, some guys don't. Again, there's a lot of stuff to read on my blog about that, about the male orgasm, prostate orgasms and things. So do your research and check it out. But, you know, you don't want to get too caught up in just all the words and the shoulds and the and stuff. I mean, research is great, but truly, this is about some exploration with your partner. And yeah, no magic one-size-fits-all formula. So that's it, and I hope you blow his socks off. Tell us how it goes. Next question. This was kind of a statement and a question. It says, I'm very surprised how open you are about pleasing your man in such a dominant way. By curiosity, after you took him like that for the first time, did your esteem for him lower a bit, meaning he is less of a man than you thought? Perhaps you prefer his sissy side? I chose this one to answer because there are so many different ways and kinks that can interplay with pegging. It's really fascinating to me how many different kinks people have and what gets people off. I choose this one as my favorite, pegging, but I have other kinks that go with it, and I've talked about those some before. But here's my answer to this reader who wrote in. Actually, it's the opposite. My esteem for him increases because he's able to open up and be vulnerable with me, which really requires courage. And the way I look at it is that a real man is able to show his emotional side, so I don't really care for looking at my partners as sissies. I really like the contrast between the masculinity and his vulnerability. And there's lots of other viewpoints on this. That one's just mine. There's many different ways to look at pegging and the many kinks to combine with it if you so choose. But that's me. That's a little bit of Ruby. Okay, the next question. This one surprised me. Thank you. I just wanted to thank you for all of this information on pegging, anal play, and intimate sex in general. As a 16-year-old female with a newfound fetish for pegging, though I am a virgin, your website has helped me to understand all the elements of pegging and good ways to bring it up and start it in a good relationship. By the way, do you think that it's best to tell your boyfriend about fetishes early on in a relationship or a little bit later? Okay, wow, I think maybe that's my first letter from a 16-year-old. It's awesome that you are exploring what turns you on at that age. I would suggest you're a little bit ahead of the game, and what I mean by that is you're still a virgin, so really you're hypothetically looking at what turns you on, the idea of it turns you on. But since you haven't had sex yet, just regular old normal vanilla sex, you're not really sure if it necessarily turns you on to do it. And that's the whole thing about exploring fantasies, is to realize that the fantasy itself turns you on and then to give it a try. Sometimes it translates in reality, and sometimes it doesn't. So I don't mean to discourage you at all. That's not my intent here. I'm just saying that since you're a virgin, you're a beginner at everything. Pegging is a little bit over into the territory of varsity sex. It's something that somebody usually comes to much later. I know that I've never encountered anyone who has said, I'm a virgin and I'm totally into pegging. So that's why I said this letter is a surprise for me. I would suggest that A, you explore sexuality, normal, basic intercourse, sexuality, blowjobs, oral sex, all those standard things. First, see what you like, what you don't, have some fun with it, get comfortable with it, and then check out pegging if this is calling to you. I mean, the normal sex thing might keep you going for quite some time. There's a lot to learn, especially if you're brand new and a beginner. There's an awful lot to learn, and it's so fun to learn it. So your last question, do you think it's best to tell your boyfriend about fetishes early on in relationships or a little bit later? In your case, I would wait. I think that in exploring each other's bodies, which is really how I look at sex, is the ideal sex is a mutual and uninhibited exploration of each other's bodies that involves a lot of communication. That's what I think ideal sex is. So there could be some ass play when you start exploring bodies with someone else. And the pegging thing, when to say something? Well, when you're further on in life and you know that this is something that you really like, okay, I'm going to use me as an example here because that's who I know. Well, maybe I'm not a good example because I'm so into this that I write about it and teach about it. So let's back off from that one. Someone who just is into pegging and they know they really enjoy it, a woman who is, when should she tell her partner? That's been discussed a lot. I think that it's quite possible to find a man who seems very open sexually and convince him to do pegging with you. It's such a pleasurable act for most men that as long as you can build trust and intimacy between you, I think it is less difficult to convince a man to do it than for a man to convince a woman. So I think I'm going to try and borrow some of Dan Savage's words here and basically, you know, start a relationship, take the person for a test drive around the block a few times sexually, and then let them know that this is something that you're interested in. I've written a couple of articles that are on my website that have been read a lot, convincing him to try it and convincing her to try it. These have some suggestions as opposed to just blurting it out there. You don't want to be laying in bed after a wonderful round of sex and just basically blurt out that, gee, I'd really like to fuck you up the ass with a dildo. Not a good idea. Communication is the best idea before you know, certainly no stealth approaches or anything like that, but go easy with it. Read those articles if that's somewhere that you end up going. And again, I commend you on seeming to really know what you're interested in already. I think it's totally awesome that you are that sexually in touch with what turns you on at your age. Okay. Next question. The subject on this one, when I got it, said, convincing my wife. Hello, I have read the info on your website on asking, and it's all good. Just wondering if you have any more personal insight. To add to the question, she has already played with a prostate massager in my ass, but won't allow me in hers because she thinks it's dirty. I find that a little contradicting. The point is, do you think it will be an issue? And if it's not, and she actually does go for it, I'm hoping the fact that she is bisexual and has used a strap-on before will help. Anything you could give me would be great. You find it a little contradicting. I'm just going to tell you my reaction to that. Who the fuck cares if she's putting things in your ass if she's being contradicting? Because that's what you want, right? And so I just had to say that. She won't allow you in hers. And you're wondering if that's going to be an issue. Okay, it's not required that if she plays with your ass that you play with hers. In fact, I think on the article that I wrote about convincing her to try it, I mentioned that because one of my readers wrote in and said, you know, hey, everything you wrote makes it sound like the women should be able to let the guys play with their ass if vice versa. And she said, I am not one of those women, and I want you to know that. And I don't want anything anywhere near my ass, but I'm more than happy to play with my partners, more than happy to peg him. And she had a point, this reader. So I really appreciated that, and I'm pretty sure that I posted her letter down below as a comment. I posted it because I thought it was really an important point. Sure, if a woman is comfortable with anal play herself, then that's a road in. But there are absolutely women out there that hate anal play themselves, but they're happy to do it to their partner. In fact, they might even get off on it. Their equality in sex doesn't mean that what she does to you, you have to do to her. Otherwise, it'd be a big mess. I mean, some people like spanking, some people don't. I mean, that just would negate the whole, like, dominance and submission, and it would just be a mess. So, no, it's not required for her to do it at all. At all, at all. Equality in sex is that it's like the GGG thing, good giving and game. It's equal time, equal pleasure, and a great attitude and a willingness to try things, you know? So, okay, moving on from there. It's not going to be an issue if she doesn't want anything in her ass. Yeah, I'm hoping that the fact she's a bisexual and has used a strap-on before will rock your world. I mean, that's totally awesome. It seems like you're very close to her pegging you. I wouldn't see any reason why she wouldn't want to if you said she won't allow you in hers because she thinks it's dirty. Well, you know, if she's shoving things up your ass, there's got to be some kind of back off on that somewhere. It can't be this intense across-the-board negation of anything anal because it's dirty, because she's putting stuff up your ass, dude. So, I don't think that's going to be a problem. And I think that it's just a few steps in between where she is now and where you want to be. I mean, if you've got a dildo and ask her to do handheld with you, you know, you can just increase the anal play a little bit, and I think you're going to get there pretty quick. I'm not sure if I can give you any more advice. I mean, she doesn't really have a problem with strapping one on because she has before with her girlfriends. So that's not a problem. She may have issues about the gay thing, you know. Talk with her about it. Ask her if there's any concern she has. Tell her that's what you want. Okay. When I did this podcast, the question from the 16-year-old reader, she used the word fetish. And so I wanted to do a little research because I heard some people saying that actually technically the word fetish means something that you have to have or you can't get off. And I just wanted to research that and find out if that was the case. That is not the case from everything I've read. It's something that enhances as opposed to is required. I mean, I suppose there's pathological sort of fetishism. But just in the everyday sense that we throw it around, yeah, that's a perfectly acceptable use for it. But while I was researching it, check what I found. I found the word partialism, partial, and then ism on the end, partialism. Partialism refers to a sexual interest with an exclusive focus on a specific part of the body. Mm-hmm. And then, and this is on Wikipedia, it goes on to say all of the words for a bunch of different parts of the body. So, you know, you can tell where I'm going with this. Where else would I go? pygophilia. P-Y-G-O-philia. Pygophilia. Pygophilia is the ass, of course, the buttocks. And I found quite an interesting little read when I was checking the internet on rightdiagnosis.com. Symptoms of pygophilia. The list of signs and symptoms mentioned in various sources for pygophilia includes the four symptoms listed below. sexual interest in another person's buttocks. Abnormal amount of time spent thinking about another person's buttocks. Recurring intense sexual fantasies involving another person's buttocks. Last but not least, recurring intense sexual urges involving another person's buttocks. Tonight I learned Ruby Ryder is a pycophiliac. I think I might get that and put it on a t-shirt. Wouldn't that be just the best? I am a pycophiliac. And I definitely indulge in partialism. I hope you've enjoyed this podcast. Let me make some announcements. I've got some classes coming up. July 14th, Kama Sutra Closet in Ventura, California. If you go to my website, you'll see the link in the upper right-hand corner. And by following that, it'll take you to a place where you can reserve spots for that. There's a beginning class and an advanced class. You get a great price if you go to both. I'll be demonstrating positions with a friend of mine who is kind enough to join me in doing this. I've noticed before that when I start talking about pegging positions, people go fuzzy if I just use words. So I got a live model coming, but we will both be closed, so don't let your little dirty minds even go there. And there will be no live demos of pegging. Thank you very much. That's not my deal. And you don't need a partner. You can just come to learn. We're not going to match you up and make you practice. It's not happening. It's a very low-pressure classes. It's informational. We're going to talk about psychology of pegging. And in the advanced class, we're going to get into a lot of the pro tips, if you will, the little tricks and things that you can do and that takes too long to go through all that in the beginning. We're going to cover a lot. Each class is an hour and a half. You can follow me on Twitter. I am Ruby_Ryder, spelled R-Y-D-E-R. You can follow me on Facebook. I've got a Facebook profile and also a Facebook page. Ruby Ryder's Pegging Paradise. The links to both of those, if you want to do it the easy way, is just go to my website on the left-hand side. It says follow Ruby on Twitter, follow Ruby on Facebook. And I do believe that is it. I'm working with a friend of mine to get these podcasts on the new platform with iTunes, which I think is called Apple something. He's my resident computer geek dude, which I am oh so grateful for. And I'm going to go indulge in some pygophilia tonight. And I hope you all have a wonderful 4th of July. I will talk to you again next week. Until then, this is Ruby Ryder at Pegging Paradise.